Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy Cass, chilling with my boy Father Time. I'm at the town. What's good, y'all?
What's happening, man?
Chilling, man.
Chilling like a villa.
You say what now?
I say chilling like a villa.
Networking, politicking, that's all we doing. Y'all know how we do on the show. Here to have fun. That next 90 minutes, enjoy yourself, kick back, relax. You know what I'm saying? We got a hell of a show for you, folks. Hell of a show. I see we got my boy online. What's up, dog?
What's good, Cass? What's good, Father Time? What's going on, fellas?
Oh, man. You know, networking and politicking. Long time, man. Where you been?
Working and tired, man. Working and tired.
I feel you. Time, what we got on today's program, man?
Oh, man, before we get into the topic, man, I want to say, fuck you to LeBron and D-Wade. Ha ha, you fuckers lost. I'm so happy about that.
Stop hating. They went fishing with Kobe.
Nah, Kobe already out there fishing.
Kobe came up with this shit.
The motherfuckers lost, man. I ain't never been a Dallas Mavericks fan, but I was all up on them.
That's fucked up, man. You actually want the motherfucker to win that fucked our boys out the championship? That's fucked
up.
Yeah,
he got a
I don't know your loyalty line.
I just didn't want them bastards to win, that's all.
I mean, I'm not no Miami Heat fan neither, but goddamn, man, they put our boys out.
Anybody put your boys out here for the cheer for
us? If Kobe couldn't win it, then I want to make the damn show LeBron don't win it.
Oh, man, fuck that.
I know I wouldn't be happy if Indianapolis lost and New England won the championship. That just wouldn't happen. I'm
right.
Going for the team they playing against.
Man, you got some fucked up priorities, bro.
All right. As long as LeBron James don't win the championship, I'm good. I'm good. Did you see what that motherfucker said after the thing was over?
I didn't want to see that shit.
Man, that motherfucker was on there talking mad shit, dude. It was talking about how people was glad that they lost and all that shit.
Well, you could tell. I see one right here.
And then he got on there talking about, even though we lost, I'm still going to wake up a millionaire and y'all still going to wake up with a fucked up life.
That's what y'all get for hating.
Hey.
Man, you don't say no shit like that, man.
If you were pissed off and Mug was all up in your ass, you would have said the same
dog
thing.
I don't say no shit like
I'd
that.
I'd have said
man.
The same shit. Y'all can kiss my ass. How about that? That's what I'd have said. I'm still rich, bitch. That's what I'd have told him. Shit. That's what they get for hating.
That's why
his
ass didn't win.
Hey, everybody get like you said, when motherfuckers like you, he's still rich. You still your fucked up life.
You know,
goddamn right. Well, you as long as he don't win it, I'm good to go.
Moving on. What else we got to talk about, man? Because what you talking about?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
So move on.
I need okay, we got people listening. I need somebody to push one for me. Just real quick. for one hot second. I'm trying to test out this new switchboard. I need somebody that's holding right now, listening to the show on the phone, to just push one. I won't bring you in. I just want you to push one for me. Anybody. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring somebody in.
Look, brother, as you can see, that's not working.
Hello, caller 512. I know you probably didn't want to talk, but can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you push one for me right quick, please?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of defeats the purpose if you already brought it in, right?
Right.
No, it still should show up, though.
I didn't.
See? That's one thing we didn't count on. Well, who is this anyway? Who is this?
I'm sorry.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Selena, honey. I was driving. That's why I'm sorry. I was just listening. I had it on speakerphone. Hold on a second.
Wow.
I have to put it back on speakerphone, though.
Okay. Okay, now did you want to, I guess not. Okay, let's get into the show, bro. Let's get into the show.
Please.
Tonight's topic is can you be in a serious relationship with someone that you cheated with? Okay, you got somebody, they got somebody, you guys meet, you like each other, whatever, you start having a little side relationship. You end up breaking up with the person you with. They break up with the person they with. And y'all decide to get together. Do you think that relationship can work? You think it can be serious? Anybody?
I think it can be. I mean, it all depends on... I mean, I know you hear the saying, the same way you got them, the same way you're going to lose them. But at the same time, you realize in some cases, the heart wants what the heart wants. So in some cases, yeah, I think you probably can work it out. But if, I mean, you know, you a dirty motherfucker and she a dirty motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all just on some old lust and shit anyway, then nah, it ain't gonna work. But I mean, if y'all got true love in your heart, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the heart wants what the heart wants.
I don't think the shit'll work.
Go ahead, Father Ty.
No, go ahead, man.
I think any relationship can work if your heart really into it. No matter how you meet or what you meet, you know, your heart determines what you want. And if both your heart's in the right place, then you got a good chance. But you got to want it to work. Can't go in with doubt in the beginning, and that doubt can always stay in that relationship.
Well, I think both y'all is on some crock of shit. That shit ain't gonna work. Cause number one, when she gone, you thinking about what she doing.
But see, that's where doubt come in.
And then when you gone, she thinking about who you fuck. I mean, when y'all met, you guys were already in a relationship when you met.
You know what, dog? Just cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, but, man, you know, only insecure people think like that. I mean, you got to have a lot of insecurities that are constantly always thinking somebody going to do well, she did this, she going to do that. Come on, man. I mean, you know what it is when you got into it. So, I mean, you to sit there and be like, she left and... I don't trust her now. Well, why the fuck did you get into it in the beginning? You just wasting your fucking time.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
No, that's not your point. Your point, I mean, that's because you're an insecure person. If you that insecure,
I'm not insecure.
I don't mean you
I'm not insecure. I'm just smart.
I'm not saying
I see something you don't see. That's all.
No, you don't see shit that I don't see. Hold on there, brother. No, what it is that, I mean, me and you got different, we look at things differently, but I wouldn't say you see
man,
things.
Man, it's just like if your woman cheat on you, in a relationship, right? But you guys decide to stay together. That shit's
right.
always in the back of your fucking mind. I don't give a fuck how secure you are with yourself. That shit don't mean nothing. That shit is always in the back of your mind.
Okay,
always.
All right. Let's just say if it is in the back of your mind. I mean, is you really going to let that tear your ass up?
Hey.
That's going to tear a relationship up?
The relationship dude from the start.
Right. Hell, it's things we did in the past that lingers in the back of your mind. You ain't going to let it tear your life up.
Well, me personally, I just don't think the shit will work. You feel me? But let me go handle my business, man. Y'all can talk about me while I'm gone.
Yeah,
of course.
I'm damn sure gonna talk about the rat bastard. Hear this shit? He gonna tell a motherfucker that. I mean, hold on, Wick. Now it's me and you. All right, now I mean, cause I've been through the situations. I've seen the situations happen. I mean, in certain cases. You probably can't trust them. But then you got to really look in yourself and be like, okay, well, not much did I do to get her, but more or less, you know, how do I feel about her? If you look at her like this is a bust down and we ain't got nothing in common no way, or, you know, this is all about a fuck, then, yeah, you got to think about, well, yeah, it's a good chance that me and her not going to be together. But now if you sitting there and you know, I mean, like I said, in some cases, the heart wants what the heart wants. And I believe in some cases, hey, that's it. Nah, I mean, just because he done met Miss Booty Call 1992. I mean, damn, you really can't. I mean, you really paint people in a negative. Well, I forgot what I'm talking about. He always painting everybody in a negative light.
That's not true. You say the heart wants what the heart wants, right?
Right.
That's your argument, right? Well, I don't think the heart want to get broke.
But they always say you got to learn to love. You got to learn to love and love and lose before you can love again. You got to go through pain. That's just part of being human.
Man,
everything ain't no happy-go-lucky things is just perfect. It's just not like that.
That's not true.
That is true. Everybody has some kind of differences.
That's not true.
Relationship you know that's perfect.
Mine, motherfucker.
Yeah,
with yourself.
Do you really want
damn
me to go
right.
Do you really want me to go there with that?
Damn right. I got the perfect relationship. I love myself.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna let no female break my heart. I refuse to let that shit happen.
You gotta love first
before
you get broke.
No, what I'm saying, though, if she got a man and I got a woman, we hook up. I know she got a man. She know I got a woman. We still get busy. I mean, what's going to stop her from doing that shit to me?
Because maybe that relationship y'all in, either, some way y'all not happy with it, and y'all found happiness in each other.
Ain't that what you said ever did? You know what, dog? Here's the scenario that goes for you.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I
may be looking unfamiliar, but my heart ain't gonna be hurt.
Dog, you know what? Let it go, man. Seriously, all bullshit aside, let it go. You really got to let it go, man. I mean, you ain't gonna never. You gonna be a bitter old man telling people to get off your grass. That's what you gonna be, man. Let that shit go.
Get off my goddamn grass.
No, you're going to be a bitter old man.
I'm just saying, man, I'm saying, me personally, I don't think those type of relationships work. I just don't.
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, you can't sit there and just, I mean, I'm not going to say that you're wrong, but I'm not going to say that you're totally right neither. I mean, it depends on the individual. I've seen people.
So in my eyes, I'm totally right because I don't think it works. You think
you really wonder why people call you an asshole, huh?
You don't even give it a chance.
You really wonder why people call you an asshole.
Call me what you want. When you talk about me, that means you're thinking about me. I love you for it. I love all my contractors. I don't use the word hater. Love them all, baby.
Alright, man, I understand what you're saying. And like I said, I feel like if it's a different person, I mean, different people go through different things. I mean, I've been in situations where I've seen somebody cheat, and from that relationship, I mean, from them cheating, the relationship was blossomed. And I mean, they've been together ever since. Beautiful relationship. I mean, I've seen some way to crash and burn. I mean, it all depends on the person. I mean, you really can't just sit there and say that it don't work for nobody. It don't work for you. Not going to work for you because you too damn negative.
I'm negative.
I don't know if say negative. I say maybe the word is picky.
I feel I'm a Laker.
That motherfucker ain't picky.
Shit.
Man, I don't know about no picky shit. I mean, because every time every girl I know that when we walk past, that's the first thing I do is just look around.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
For everyone, so he ain't too picky.
Yeah, but after that, he done with him. Give him too much.
Hey, I'm done with his ass.
He's got to go through too much. He's got to be perfect. I say he got to meet him a good old church woman.
And they ain't good enough for him. They're not good enough for him. I can hear him talking shit now.
No, he talking to another caller, I think.
No, I know what he's doing. I'm just saying I can hear him talking shit to a church girl. You didn't pray for the Lord hard enough. You supposed to pray 45 minutes, only pray 40. This relationship is not going to work. I'm sorry. I mean, I love you and all, but when you going to stop praying? Why are you praying so long? I mean, I want to pray too. I mean, you can't take all God's time. I'm not saving what I did. Fred, what's up, baby?
Oh, Dreister.
How you doing, baby?
I'm fine.
All right, we got this topic going on, and Father Time, he brought up an interesting point. Fucked up as he is in the head, he did bring up an interesting point. He want to know, do he think that if you got a man in a relationship that who was in a prior relationship, you know what I'm saying? Let's just say you took him from another woman. Do you think you and his relationship could last?
Yeah, if we click. I mean, you know, he may not be getting what he needs from the other woman.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, who's to say that?
I mean, may work. It may not work. I mean.
Okay, you give me what I want right now. You give me what I want right now. But so is that other woman in the beginning.
Well, I mean, you may go out and seek something else if she stopped doing what you need her to do. And she may do the same.
Which means that relationship's not going to work, right?
It may work. And it's a 50-50 chance. You know, it may work if y'all just get along and y'all in love and everything. It may just work. And then if you both some whores, it may not work.
Well, yeah, it's a 50-50 chance. If I walk outside, I might get hit by a damn bus.
You might.
You know? That's just life in general, baby girl.
Ain't no life in general. I disagree.
It is life in general. You don't never know what's going to happen, really.
Sure you do. It's just like...
No, you don't.
When a person cheats, right, when a person cheats, they allow themselves, so they put themselves in a situation where they can cheat. So I don't do that. put myself in a position to cheat.
Elaborate that a little bit, my brother. What you mean by putting themselves in a position?
They could put themselves in a position where they got a chance to be alone with this girl. They talking to this girl on the phone. They texting this girl. Whatever.
Hell, you can
just go. Well, that's a matter.
In a position to cheat.
So you saying you're supposed to pull yourself up in the world?
No, I'm saying if you got a woman, and you love her, you want her to work, you don't put yourself in those type of situations.
So you said you go to work and you just don't speak to nobody.
I'm saying you can speak, but you ain't got to exchange phone numbers. You ain't got to go out for no drinks. You ain't got to do all that bullshit.
You can get into a relationship just by talking to somebody every day. Not even on the phone, but just talking to them, being in their presence.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're already in a relationship, you shouldn't put yourself in positions or situations where there might be a chance that you cheat. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean if you get the phone number or anything, that's cheating anyway. I mean, that's cheating.
Right. That's
so, I mean, if you gonna do right, you gonna do right anyway. Don't matter what situation you in, she can be butt naked, but you can turn or walk away.
Well, most men ain't gonna turn and walk away from the butt naked ass woman.
Would you?
Well, I will. Yeah, of course I will. Cause I'm faithful.
Goddamn. You know what? You're so foolish. Shit is
man. Wait, man. Let me move away. Lightning about to strike.
You are so foolish. Shit. Now anybody who don't believe, I mean, I'm in the chat room right now, y'all. I'm in SinCity.Spruce.com. I'm in the chat room right now. And if y'all want to see the face that I'm making, please just go in and look, because this motherfucker's full of shit.
He just say that kind of stuff to get y'all riled up.
I mean,
it works, damn it. Shit.
I mean, I know he's full of shit. That's what I'm saying. Why'd you sit there talking that bullshit?
Yes.
So in other words, overall, Rev, what you feel like is it can work. It just depends on the individual, right?
Yeah, it depends on the individual. If the two people click better than the other people that they're with, then it will work. I mean, everybody's not. Some people you're not meant to be with. You can be with somebody, but you're really not meant to be with them. And if you find somebody that you meant to be with, yeah, it'll work.
Hey, sound like 3-1 to me. Three people say yes, it could work, and of course the one.
Who brought this up in the beginning? I don't know, man. I'm sitting there. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
All right, now. I'm at my wit's ends with Father Time right about now.
All right, cool. You already know what's going on.
All right, so what do you think?
I don't know. That's a hard one. I don't know if it'll work or not. I mean, I'm sure both of them would have doubts, but I guess it depends on the people and the type of relationship you have.
Okay, well, now, let me ask you. Now, you in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, clue you in about how this go. I mean, and I will give him that. I'm not going to say in the back of your mind you would never think it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. But, I mean, would you consume yourself with it every time that person walks out the door and they don't answer the phone when you call? Or you know what I'm saying? I mean, would you consume yourself with, I know how I got him, so I know he out there doing the same damn thing. I mean, would you consume yourself with that?
No. No, I wouldn't, but that's just me. Everybody's not like that.
I mean, unless that person gave you reason to, am I right?
Yeah, unless I had a reason to think that. I mean, because just like, you get to know that person, just like they get to know you. You know when things change. You know when things are different. You know it's the same thing. Or you just get busted. Shoot, you know.
All right, so now, Tyma, let me ask you, dog. Let me ask you. All right, said that you can't trust them, but let me just ask, I'm just asking, dog. What's the person's name again?
I know I said nothing you just said, man. I'm sorry.
What if the person didn't do anything wrong? I mean, if the person, whenever you called, they answered the phone, wherever they said they was going to be at, you know, after you didn't came spying on them, they was there. I mean, what if they're not doing nothing wrong?
Wait a minute, I'm not going to be spying and all that shit, dude.
Whatever.
Just saying that relationship doesn't work.
Okay, can you answer the question?
That shit's going to always creep into your brain, man.
So with
always.
That...
When you sit around...
I'm just not answering the question, brother.
The game,
I heard you say it. Answer the question now.
I'm fit to if you give me a chance.
You
sitting around watching the game,
earlier.
Drinking a beer.
Earlier. Answer the question now.
You sitting around... drinking a beer, watching the game. Time out come. You headed to the refrigerator. You're like, damn, where the fuck she at? She should be here by now.
All right, and you call her.
Your brain
again. And she's legitimately wherever you say she at. You hear her at the gas station. Or you hear her.
How many times have y'all been sitting in the hotel room together when her man called and she said the same shit to him? Come on, man. Keep it real. She said exactly
the
same thing to him.
Okay, so what
and
if
you was laying right there with her.
Okay, so what if she was your sister? What if calling? She's like, okay, I'm with your sister. Or I'm with your mother. Or I'm out with your daughter.
She's gonna be with my mom because my mom probably ain't gonna like her ass.
You say what? You know what? You make people not like people, to be honest with you.
I'm just saying, though. You said, okay, she answered the phone.
You keep going around my question.
At, but I'm pretty sure she said the same thing to the last motherfucker she was with.
You keep going around my question. What if every time that you did or you went to check up on her, she was where she was supposed to be?
See, we all good.
But it's still living in the back of your mind, right?
It's going to always be in the back of your mind.
I didn't say
it. I don't care who you is. It's going to always be in the back of your mind. That shit's going to always creep in.
Dude, do you listen? Honestly, do you listen? I know you good at I know you good at talking, but I you've never been too good at paying attention. Now, my question to you, once again, if everything is okay, you in a relationship, you let the relationship flourish.
Did anybody understand what he just said?
He said that if you called and checked up and everything was what she's supposed to be, shouldn't that relationship flourish? Or are you just going to let it in the back of your head and that's what's going to destroy the relationship?
Yeah, I
put that part in.
He knows that
type of relationship, if she's what she's supposed to be, then that relationship probably would work.
How would it work if you're still doubting that she's not doing what she's supposed to?
What?
I said, how would it work if you still got down in your mind? And
because it won't work for me. It may work for the next man, but it wouldn't work for me.
In other words, because you don't have enough trust in a woman to say that it would happen, right?
That's the truest statement you ever said, man.
I mean, no. That's all you had to say from the jump. You just don't trust a woman.
No, I don't. I trust my mom, that's it.
Okay. Are you by yourself right now, Father Time?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
well, that's why.
No, I'm not going to be about myself, though. I don't want to be in a relationship.
What did you just say?
You don't want to be in a relationship.
I don't want to be in a relationship, that's what I said.
You wouldn't be as grumpy and mean as you are now.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Just pissed me off.
Don't bullshit me.
Come on, man.
But it's true. I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't need to be in a relationship. I don't need a relationship to validate who I am. I'm fine with being by myself.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on, bro. Nah, I mean, are you actually saying that people got to get in relationships to validate who they are?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for me. I don't need a woman to validate who I am.
Okay, why would a woman have to, I mean, I ain't understanding. I mean, How would that validate who you are just being in a relationship?
Because you got some motherfuckers that want to be in a relationship just so they can say they're in a relationship. They need a woman to validate them, is what I'm saying. I don't need that. I don't need to be in a relationship in order to be happy. I don't have to, you know, I don't need a woman to make me happy. Hell, I can go jack off and be cool.
Really? Really?
No, but on the serious side, man. I don't want to be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? If I pick up something along the way, that's cool. But I'm not out there looking for no one. I'm not. I got other things to worry about.
What happened to you, dog? I mean, why are you so bitter, man? What is wrong? Man,
That doesn't make me bitter. No, dog. Because I don't want to be in a relationship now. I'm bitter and something wrong with me because I don't want to be in a relationship.
Okay, hold on, brother. Let's just do a survey. We're going to do a survey right quick. We're going to go to Wick first. Hey, Wick.
You already know my answer. Might have the same as yours.
Red, does this sound like a bitter man?
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, does this sound like a bitter man?
He sounds like a man scorn.
Okay, bitter scorn. Janine, what do you think?
Yeah.
Does this sound like a bitter or a scorn man?
Yes, he does.
How?
Do you ever listen to yourself?
I mean, y'all are actually telling me that there's something wrong with me because I don't want to be in a relationship.
I'm not the only
motherfucker out there that don't want to. It's a bunch of motherfuckers that don't want to be in a relationship. So it's something wrong with them too?
But I've been telling you for years something's wrong with you, and it's not just because of the relationship.
I mean, hold on, dog. You know what, man? Ain't nothing wrong with being by yourself, but when you look at women and the first thing that you think of is...
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
There's something wrong.
Not all of them, man. Just a certain one. And I'm not scorned. What the... Let's back up. What do y'all mean I'm scorned? Scorned about what?
But you sound like a scorned man.
And what does a scorned man sound like?
You.
In my mind, I'm good. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Man, that's in your mind.
Your mind fucked up for a long time.
Y'all just don't understand me.
Exactly. All right, man, well, check this out. Let's go to the song, man. We're going to play this.
I don't want to go to no goddamn song.
I'm going to play this song for you, dog. I mean, just relax, man. I'm going to play this for you. And I hope it finds you.
I'm going to cut this shit off.
but one thing for sure.
We back. We gonna hope we find Cupid for my man.
Yeah, what is that shit supposed to mean anyway, man? What's the point of supposed to get out of that song?
Man, hopefully Cupid come and shoot you in your ass.
Okay.
I mean, dog, you a bitter brother, dog. I mean, I've been trying to tell you this for years, man. You a bitter brother. I
ain't got nothing to be good about, first of all, sir. I love me, I love my life. What's to be bitter about?
Hey, if you keep going to bed by yourself, probably. I don't know.
I mean, you know. You mean if I love myself, love my life, does that make me bitter?
But do you really, or are you just telling us that?
I love who I am.
I don't say you love, you don't know who you are. I said, do you love your life the way that it is? Right at this very moment, do you love everything about your life the way that it is right now?
You mean, let me ask you a question. How can you improve on perfection? My life is perfect. How can you improve on that? What's the difference? Of course I love my perfect life.
Nobody is perfect.
We already had this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know I'm perfect.
Nobody is perfect.
I said it once, and I'll say it again.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't help you.
I don't know what that shit means, so fuck it.
That means you bullshitting, nigga. That's what that means.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face, I don't like your jerk-off behavior, and I don't like you, jerk-off.
How about that? I understand that, man.
But you know what? You know why, and I'm going to tell you, that's why you got all them on there, man, because you make sure you got the most bitterest things on here, man. You just a bitter motherfucker, that's all.
Ain't got nothing to do with being bitter, man. Maybe
what I mean?
Maybe I just don't like you, man.
Maybe you don't like me?
Yeah.
I know you love me. Hell, I know that.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
There we go.
Right. We've had that conversation before, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but let me ask y'all a question. All right, y'all. This is 2011, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all still practice safe sex? Does everybody practice safe sex every time?
I didn't hear what you said.
Don't nobody want to go first. Hell yeah. Shit out there. You get luggage. You keep like luggage. You can't get a shot no more. Fuck that.
Okay.
I don't think everybody practices safe sex every time.
Let me ask you something, bro. That's a good question. I mean, we done got older, you know what I'm saying? And we could both say that we ain't always, you know what I'm saying, we ain't always strap up. But you more, now, believe it or not, you more on the club scene than I am. I mean, what is your take on
it? I don't do it every time.
You rolled out one night stand?
Actually, hold on for a second. Let me check to make sure she ain't call. I had one on Friday, right?
Right.
Oh, the girl?
Huh?
The girl you was talking about?
No, not her. I planned on it being with her, but it ended up being somebody else.
Okay.
But it wasn't her. I'm still waiting on her.
Don't do it.
Her this weekend.
Don't do it, Granddad. Don't feed her the tetanus.
There you go.
Don't feed her the tetanus. Granddad, don't do it.
Well, I didn't practice safe sex with this female, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which got me to thinking. Because, I mean, back in the 80s and 90s when the AIDS was real, real big, you know, everybody was strapping up. But is everybody thinking like that now? Does everybody think like that now?
The AIDS epidemic is worse now than it was back then.
It's not as talked about as it was back then. It's more talked about now. They're just more open about it.
Commercials every day.
Exactly. They're more open about it now.
I don't watch TV. But anyway, it ain't got nothing to do with the goddamn question. Is everybody practicing safe sex nowadays? I mean, every single time.
I mean, yeah. Talking about like with your mate or just out randomly? I can break down better to you like this.
My boy was married. He practiced safe sex with his wife. Now that he's not married, he don't practice safe sex at all. Is that shit backwards or what?
Yeah, I can say that was bad.
I mean, he wasn't ready for kids with his wife at that particular time. He would come and get rubbers from me. I'm like, you married? What the fuck are you fucking safe sex for? But now that he's not married, the motherfucker don't never stress. That's why I'm saying, is it, are people just don't give a fuck nowadays or what?
You know, I think in that case, and I mean, I know it's some crazy motherfuckers out here that's our age too, but I think it's more the younger generation, man. It's just, I mean, they not caring about life. They just not giving a fuck. Fuck it, if I die of AIDS or a bullet, fuck it, I'm gonna do whatever I'm gonna do.
That shit is good. Okay, let me go to Janine and Rev. I mean, what y'all think about it?
You asking me?
All right, we'll start with you, Rev. Do you practice safe sex every single time?
Yes, sir.
Every single time. And ain't never been a time where it was like, that motherfucker ain't got one, but you want it.
No.
Never.
Well, Wait a minute. Hold on, dog. Well, let me ask Rev. I mean, have it ever been so good to him that he slid it off and you ain't know? Men will do that now.
That has happened in the past, and that was the end of the story.
Okay, now let me ask you, and I got to be, please, real with me. You really know if you take it off or not? You know, I heard, I be
reaching for it and seeing. I purposely feel to figure that out.
No, I'm saying, what about, like, I'm talking about, I mean, y'all, he pounding it out. I mean, he getting it good, man. Let's just say it came off. I mean, you were just so wet that it slipped off.
No, ain't no came off.
I mean, so, no,
came off.
Hold on. Let me just ask. I'm saying, and I know, I mean, in instances, I know that this situation didn't probably happen. I mean, because, hell, I ain't going to even lie and tell you that I ain't been one of the motherfuckers that perpetrated this act. I have. Oh, man. I've perpetrated this act before. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know it was off. I mean, do y'all really know if it's off or not? Or y'all really should be like, well, nah, I really didn't know. Because to us, it feels like 100 times better with that rubber off than on. So I'm asking y'all.
It doesn't feel the same to me. And if I feel like it don't feel the same, I'll reach and figure it out.
But you will let him get about 3 or 4 strokes in, right?
No. It's time out, man. No.
You okay, so now you ain't never let him get 3 or 4 strokes in the rail.
He might have got one more in, but I'm a pretty strong person.
Well, come on now, Rev. Let's speak the truth.
Come on now, Rev, my ass. It's time to go then.
Come on now, hold on. Now let me put the scenario here, Rev. Y'all going hot and heavy now. Hot and heavy. I mean, let's just say it pops. Let's just say the rubber pops. Now, I'm not a woman, so I don't know how it feels for y'all. But I'm going to tell you, when that rubber pops and we feel all that wetness and that heat from that pussy coming off, oh, we going to get 3 or 4 strokes in before we say, ooh, the rubber pop.
Once I realize that it's nothing there, it's a wrap.
Okay, Rev. I mean, I respect what you're saying, but I find it kind of hard to believe. Now, especially
I don't care.
Man,
what about you, Janine?
Yeah, I can tell the difference when it's there or not. Yeah, that has happened. But me, myself, you know, it just depends on the person on whether I make them well one or not.
So you don't practice safe sex every single time, then?
No.
Neither
Mm-mm.
do I.
No.
Life is like a crapshoot. Sometimes you just gotta take a chance.
It ain't like no one night stand or nothing I would do that with. No. If it's like somebody I've been with, you know, yeah, I would do it.
Well, speaking from a man's perspective,
mm-hmm.
if it is a one night stand, I mean, some women just ooh sex appeal. I mean, you just gotta have it. Even though you don't have one, you just be like, fuck it, I just gotta take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fellas, is that how y'all think?
No. I mean, no.
Let me take that back.
In the younger years, yeah. But right now, hell no. Hell no.
What about you, Wick?
I told you, now I strap up, but back then, I didn't give a fuck.
So you saying you strap up every single time now?
Every single time now. I learned my lesson before.
How you think that motherfucker got 15 kids?
Damn.
You got me mixed up with our other partner.
Nah, hey, man, y'all, I'm up. Now, technically, hold up, homeboy. You the first one to have a... The first one out the clique to have a kid.
Yeah, that's different. I was young. Didn't you hear me? I was young. That shit felt a lot better with the shit off. Now, I said, now I strap up every time. Because back then, all you had to do was get some pills to get a shot. Nowadays, you keep shit like luggage forever. And I don't like carrying around luggage like that.
You keep shit with luggage. You keep shit forever like luggage now. They call kids. Shit, good play. Yeah.
Oh, I just got one question, man.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know, bro. You down to
I'm going
down there in the
white girls now, man. Cause the sisters, y'all just making my life hard to the motherfucker, boy. I just don't understand it. And I don't even like white girls. But god damn. Y'all sisters? Woo!
Uh-oh, here we go.
Like I say, man, I just want to know.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Where the white women at? No, I'm just playing. Let me stop, because I know y'all take that shit serious. I was talking to this girl, and she take that shit serious as hell. That's what I don't understand. I really don't understand this. Why does black women get mad when they see a black man dating a white girl, but their white friend can date their cousin? It's not a problem. I don't understand that. Your girlfriend is white, and she's dating your cousin, but you see that brother you don't know, he dating a white girl, now you're mad. What the fuck is that shit all about? Somebody help me. First of all,
I'll
why
answer,
you black women
I'll
have a problem with? Okay, please do.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't give a damn if they date. First of all, when I see a black man with a white woman or Hispanic or any other nationality, the first thing I think is they can't handle a black woman.
Oh,
that's the first
now,
thing
hold
I
on.
Think.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, man. Hold on, hold on.
I mean,
hold on, y'all. Hold on. Before you make a response, we got somebody new to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
What's happening? Who this?
Melanie.
What's happening, man? Oh, see, now we got the white girl on the phone to help us out.
Yeah, what's wrong with the white girl?
Hey, I ain't got no problem. I love all y'all. I love all men.
I love all women. If we was in space, I'd take a green chick.
Hey, Melanie, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Captain Kirk.
Melanie?
Yeah.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Right here.
Now, have you ever dated a black man before?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
that's
you dated
obvious. She sound black.
She ain't black. You're not black, right?
She said she sound
I'm
black.
White.
Okay. Now, did you get those looks when you and this brother out from other sisters?
I didn't hear what you said.
Okay. I'm going to say this real nice and slow for you, okay? No, I'm just kidding. Do you get those looks? Like, okay, you and dude is out, right? Y'all going to the movies, the club, whatever the hell y'all do. Do you get those looks from other black women?
Yes, I have, and I've been confronted before.
Okay, tell me about the confrontation.
I've been told to stick with my own kind before.
Now, that's not right.
I've been told that I give my race a bad name.
Damn.
Okay, so this was by another white person then?
White and black.
Somebody black told you you give your race a bad name?
No, they told me I need to stick with my own race.
Okay. And what did you tell them?
I didn't respond. I walked away. That's a waste of my time.
And you know what? You did good. But I'm going to tell you, next time, this is what you should tell them.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass, very faggot accent. fucking cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
That's what you tell them next time they say something to you, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so now let me ask. Janine, do you have a problem with a white girl and a black man or the black dude? I mean, Anna. You know what I'm saying. Does that shit bother you? I wish the girl would have called in, but she didn't.
No, I do not. I don't have a problem with it at all.
So, I grew up around that, so... I guess, you know, for me seeing that all the time, it you know, that was nothing new for me.
Shit, Janine got a white girl right now while you're playing.
What?
I'm just playing, baby. I'm just joking.
Well, this topic ain't going to fly then.
Well, my grandmother was white, so.
I need SpongeBob on the other side of the corn. Cause that shit don't bother me. I don't care.
And it shouldn't bother anybody.
You know, when I first moved to Minnesota, it did. You know, when I first moved here, it did bother me. I'm like, what the fuck? Well, what's, you know, black people stick with black people, white people stick with white people. But when you're around that shit so goddamn much, and this shit just don't bother you anymore. You know what I mean? I will say this. Hey, hold on, dog. Hold on for a second. I'm probably wrong for this. But I told my daughter don't bring no white boy home. I did say that.
I told my son the same thing.
Now, but okay, why did you tell him? Let me see if your reason is the same as mine.
Because this is what I've come to find out. Okay, my brother he is by a white lady, and they don't know how to take care of black kids because from what I see, once you mix the races, I don't give a damn. I'm going to say what I got to say. They don't know how to take care of our hair. They're clueless. A lot of them are clueless. I'm not going to say all, but a lot of them are clueless. There's some that know, but there's a lot of them that don't know, and they don't know what they're getting themselves into. They don't know what they're getting ready to put their kids through or none of that. So, therefore, I told my son, don't do that.
Okay,
you know
but,
I mean? He can like them, and that's fine. But, you know, don't bring them home to me. If they can't pick no greens, don't bring them home to me.
But you can teach them how to pick greens.
Damn right.
I think that's a bad example. I'm sorry, baby, I could care less.
But I bet you this. He better not bring him here.
Wow.
What you gonna do? What if he just fall in love
with a white
man? I ain't gonna do nothing. I'm not gonna do nothing.
He can't bring him home?
For what?
So you're not gonna support him? So if he had a white girl, you're not going to support him. Let me tell you this.
Them kids my brother got is crazy as hell.
Maybe he just found a crazy woman.
Right. Exactly. Or maybe they just get crazy.
Because, honey, I've been with black and I've been with white. And to me, a woman is going to be a woman no matter what color they are. Woman is going to stay the same. It used to be like, you can get over with a white woman and all that. Don't bring her around no black people.
But look, where we are, we don't have that problem here. It's not even black and white. It's black and Hispanic. It's not, you know, and it's not a black and white thing around here.
I mean,
so
that's
not even the issue.
I mean, he could go off to college, and
He can do whatever he want to do, but he heard what I said,
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, you really can't. You got to base this on the merit of the person. You can't base this on their race. I mean, if you base this on their race.
I'm not basing it on nothing. Don't bring me no mixed up children. Don't do that because they're creating some serious problems. They're creating some serious problems above and beyond themselves.
Oh, wow, Rev. Nah, I can't agree with you on that. Me and you agree on love.
Well, I mean, we can agree to disagree. We can agree to disagree, but I've seen it and I know it.
Hold on for a second, Rev. Rev, this is for you. Just for you. Because I feel the same way.
I'm gonna be honest with you. My whole thing is, if this man can take care of my kids, I mean, I'm not gonna base it on his race or his. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna base it on what his parents believe in. I mean, because all right, y'all talking about don't bring no white man home or don't bring no white woman home. All right. Y'all gonna get some lot of fucked up sisters and brothers that's gonna come to y'all house that y'all gonna be like, this motherfucker is just as retarded as I don't know what. But then you mean to tell me you got a good white man or a good white woman and y'all really gonna say fuck them and y'all rather take this old bizarre retarded ass black motherfucker?
In my experience, my uncle married this snaggletooth ass white woman. And she ain't worth a good hot damn. But the black woman, he had all his kids by. He treated her like a goddamn dog. And I just can't understand that. I cannot understand that. And my brother did the same thing. You know, it's just a bunch of bullshit. They some weak ass niggas, and they don't know how to handle their own.
Okay,
I agree with you 100% because black men do treat white women differently than they treat sisters.
Hold on, brother.
No, that's bullshit.
Oh, that's true.
Word.
Bullshit.
I can understand if you had a beauty queen, somebody that was standing on something, but they picked the ones that ain't standing on shit, ain't got a goddamn thing and can't do nothing for themselves nor their selves.
But it would have been okay if he'd have picked a black woman that was like that.
Right. What's the difference?
Would you get the same kind of mouth if it was a black woman?
No. Don't pick nobody that ain't standing on nothing.
You know what the problem is, Rev? They white girl. That's what that is. That's why they defend it so hard.
I defend because I got mixed kids for one thing, and with people thinking like y'all thinking, it's going to be the ones to give my mixed kids the most trouble in this life.
I ain't got to raise them.
First of all, dog, Wick, don't call your kids mixed kids. They just your kids. They your kids. That's it. You ain't got to explain no color, nothing to them. Them your kids. You ain't got to say mixed kids. Them just your kids.
Yeah, they his kids. On, and once he got his kids, they became black. They're no longer white. They're black.
Don't matter. I mean, whether they got whether the mother's white or not. I mean, never call your kids mixed kids. Them just your kids. Bottom line.
Well, for any other kids that's not mine, then that I mixed. Okay, how about that?
You just totally defeated the purpose of that. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I was just trying to make the point.
But I'd rather not call the kids mixed kids. Because they didn't ask to be here. So, I mean, y'all ain't got to, I mean, calling them mixed kids and all that, y'all be great.
I don't treat my nieces and nephews no different, but I do know this. They crazy as hell.
Shit, look at you. They probably got it off your side.
They probably did.
Crazy as hell, Rev.
And you may be right about that.
See? Come on now. We done met Auntie. We done met you. Y'all got some crazy.
You damn right. You damn right. We ain't no damn joke.
You out here fighting pimps.
You got a point, Red. You got a point. Y'all are kind of out there tying motherfuckers up, whooping them butt neck and shit.
Hey,
oh,
damn, man,
it is what it is.
But what do you expect the kids to do? They gonna be crazy as hell.
Hey, they got some.
Them kids were never around me though.
But they got that red blood in them.
Here and there. What you guys?
Got that red blood in them.
That's right. They got your DNA.
I mean, hey. Well, hey. I mean, yeah, and it got mixed up the wrong way, I believe.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know. I know. I don't date white women. I prefer my daughter not to date a white guy. I prefer to stick with a brother. But if she do end up, well, actually, she like Mexican, so I'm okay right now. I ain't got no problem with the Mexican. But
Me either.
You ain't got a choice. You around the motherfuckers every day. You live with
I do
them.
Have a choice. I do have a choice, but the thing about the SAs out here, they got more swag than these Negroes out here. It's a whole different world.
Hell, you in their country. Shit.
I'm not in their country. I'm still in the United States. Make history?
Hey, I know New Mexico is part of the United States.
Right, it was a joke, baby. You know what, Rev?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's been your problem tonight.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I just told you that.
How are you?
They're on vacation right now. They'll be back in about a month.
Okay. All right, Melody. Since you're my only friend, let me get back to you. So you say you date black men, right?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So who are you dating right now?
Nobody.
Because, you know, I'm available.
Ain't that a bitch?
Hold on, let me clear something up. I said I won't date a white woman. I never said I wouldn't have sex with a white woman.
Oh, okay?
What's the difference?
I know.
It's a big difference. It's a big difference between dating and just having sex with somebody. Come on, now. We all adults. We all know this.
Oh, check this out, man. From one black man to another.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Call it what you want. Hey, Melanie, anyway. Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take father time to be a girl?
No, thank you.
Why? I'm perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
I don't
perfect.
Go sleeping around, and, yeah, no, thank you.
I'm not asking you to sleep around. I'm just asking you to sleep with me.
No, thank you.
Okay, you know what? Check this out. We got some on a different hole
I'm
in time.
I'm just joking with you, girl. I'm just, hold on, man. Let me clear it up, man. I'm just joking with you, okay? Don't get mad. It's just a joke, all right? We good?
Who get mad?
Oh, I'm just making sure. I just want you to know it's just a joke.
Yeah, he's an asshole like that. But check this out, y'all. On a totally different note. I don't know if it's a totally different note, but your boy Father Time put up a poll. Man, if y'all done been to SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all ain't seen this poll yet. He wants to know who do you all think eats pussy better, me and him. Please, y'all. Please go sign this poll. Please go take a vote on this. I don't know what concept he came up with or why he even wanted to know, but I voted for him. So,
what? Hey.
Right. Exactly. He said that he
put on
a poll. Who eats pussy better?
I put the poll up. True enough.
Time.
True enough. I put the poll up, but what I'm saying is if y'all want to try me out, I don't have a problem with that neither.
Cause that's what I'm like. How will we even know who eat pussy better?
Oh, he got a third option. You don't know, so you need to try both.
Well, why can't we take a poll right now?
Well, shit, ain't nobody pussy.
Whoa, you gotta try the public out first.
We are the public.
I said the product, sweetheart. The product. You got to try the product first. I want you to make a well-informed decision. So I'm free Tuesdays and Thursdays.
How you free Tuesdays and Thursdays? Tuesdays is the show.
after the show, man. It's the after party.
Never mind.
Y'all go ahead and vote if you want to vote. Just trying to keep it fresh. Now y'all can also put polls on there yourselves. You can put your own poll on there if you want. It ain't just us. Everybody's invited to put a poll up, and people can go vote on it. And all the voting is anonymous. So you can vote, and we won't even know who voted what. And that's real. We don't even know who voted. So you can be very, very honest. All right, go ahead, man.
It just totally shocked me to see the poll on now.
We also got an application on there.
Oh, yeah, now that's a good application. Anybody want to fill it out, go ahead.
Yeah, we got an application on there, you know. Got to check that out. And the city is new and improved, y'all. Y'all got to get with them.
I already seen the application.
Would you fill out an application now, Janine?
Yeah. But who gonna fulfill it?
Are you taking applications right now?
What?
I say, are you accepting applications right now?
Yes, I am.
Hey. I'll fill one up. See you, baby girl.
Send it to my inbox.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Janine.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
Because I'm the bad guy. Ain't that right, Rev? Rev, I want you to go in there and fill out the application. You probably won't fill it out, though. Rev, you make sure you go to the site so you can check out the application.
No, when I tried to fill out a poll, it kept kicking back to the first poll. When I tried to go to the next one, it kept kicking back. So you need to fix that, sir.
Hey, he's the producer.
Damn, baby. How come every time you try to do something, it's always messed up?
I don't know.
But it
works
for everybody else.
I don't know.
I'll check into it, but as far as I know, ain't nobody else had a problem with the codes.
Okay.
All right, y'all, we're gonna lighten the load up. I'm gonna hit y'all off with some Cat Williams. Y'all sit back, get your laugh on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a pleasure to be here. So beautiful. I'm just here to remind niggas that life is short. You gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. Enjoy your goddamn life. Stop being ungrateful all the goddamn time. You gotta be happy about your motherfucking life. If God done bless you with a Chrysler 300, nigga, stop talking shit. Walking around telling niggas, yeah, nigga, the reason I got it, nigga, is because it looked like a Phantom. No, nigga, it looked like a Chrysler 300. The fucked up part is that bitch do look like a Phantom until a Phantom pull up. Then you just act the light. Just... this is bullshit. I don't even want to be on this street, nigga. I don't even want to be on this street. I'm saying you got to be happy about your motherfucking life. I know 50 Cent done made it real cool to be shot. Let me just say something, niggas. You can't be hard all the motherfucking time. We all know niggas is hard too often. 7 o'clock in the goddamn morning, these niggas hard. Wait a minute, niggas. You angry at breakfast, nigga? You gangbanging on bacon, nigga, you? I know 50 done made it cool to be shot. I've been shot before. Ain't shit cool about it. When I got shot, ain't no music play. Ain't no bitches come out. Nothing. The fucked up part is when I got shot, I wasn't even in an altercation. I'm outside the club watching some other niggas. I'm like, look at these crazy ass niggas. Oh, these niggas finna fight. Oh, that nigga got a gun. It's finna get good. Bam! Wait a minute, Jesus! Piss down! 1032, bitch! Get the trunk! This is bullshit. I done got blood in my perm, nigga. I'm finna black out. I'm just saying, life is short. Ladies, y'all need to stop stressing all the motherfucking time. You need to understand, bitch, if you are not the shit to you, you are not the shit to any fucking body else. You need to understand that and just deal with it. We are tired of y'all getting in relationships with us and blaming us for shit we ain't even in control of. You done got with a nigga you talking about, well, you fucked up my self-esteem. Bitch, it's called self-esteem. It's esteem of your motherfucking self, bitch. How the fuck can I fuck up how you feel about you? And don't get mad because I'm calling you bitches. I'm only calling you bitches because I don't know your names individually. Shaman Anaya. I'm just saying, ladies. I'm just saying, you got to be the shit to you, ladies. You got to be the shit to you. Some of y'all stress entirely too fucking much about shit that niggas don't even care about. Never in the history of niggerdom has a nigga been getting ready to fuck a woman and change his mind because her fingernails and toenails didn't match. Not once. Not never. Never has a nigga been putting a condom on and went, bitch, is that plum and red? I can't even do it, bitch. I can't even do it. I'm out of here. Not once. Not once. Y'all be worried about shit don't even matter. Some of y'all done had some kids. Now you got some stretch marks. You walking around the house bitter, blaming the baby, showing the baby your high school picture. Look what you did to me. Ladies, if your man got a stretch mark, is mad about your stretch mark, I suggest that you stop fucking with bitch niggas. I think I speak for all real niggas in attendance when I say we don't have time to worry about no simple shit like stretch marks. Bitch, we know they either came from one of two things. Either you was big and got small, or you was small and got big. Either way, we fucking. Either way. Life is too short. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Ladies, you got to start taking some responsibility for your own miserable life. If you over 25 years old, you still walking around here talking about niggas ain't shit, bitch, you need to grow the fuck up with your irresponsible ass. What you meant to say was all the niggas you fuck with ain't shit. That's right. You need to figure out what it is about your pussy that keep attracting ain't shit niggas. Might be ain't shit pussy. Life is short. That's all I'm saying. You got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all I'm saying. If we didn't learn shit from Louisiana, we learned you got to be happy about whatever the fuck you got right now. You don't know what the fuck may happen. That Louisiana shit, that shit changed my whole fucking life. I ain't never seen nothing that goddamn sad. This gangster niggas in L.A., them niggas in Louisiana was gangster than a motherfucker. You can be gangster in good weather. These niggas was gangster in 99 feet of motherfucking water. Nigga, how is you swimming and keeping your pistol out the water at the same time? Nigga. If that ain't some gangster shit, y'all been all that. I'm Cat. Thank you so much.
All right, all right. Welcome back, welcome back. What y'all think about Cat? Anybody feeling Cat? Ain't nobody feeling Cat Williams?
Hey, now, he said something that I kind of, hey. I kind of like what he said about the motherfuckers that they invite to the pussy.
He's supposed to be here next week, this weekend.
In New Mexico?
Yeah, but didn't he go to jail a couple of days ago?
I had no idea.
They came and brought some flyers in the store, and I said, shit, he ain't coming. And then I seen he went to jail today, and I was like, shit, he definitely ain't coming.
I don't know. Cat Williams got money. He'll probably be out.
But now he did make an interesting point, though. You know, you talking about niggas ain't shit, but every nigga you fuck with ain't shit. Hey. What is that saying about you?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, he said a lot of funny shit to me. That motherfucker is hilarious to me. Pimp down. That motherfucker, he got shot watching the fight. Pimp down.
Nah, but seriously, though, that makes an interesting point. Somebody say, well, niggas ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we hear it all the time. Niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit. And it's like, okay, everybody you fuck with ain't shit. Come on now. At some point in time, you got to take a look at yourself and say, okay, what kind of nigga am I fucking with? But what the fuck am I doing wrong? I mean, we got to say that about women, too, Father Time. Ooh, did I say Father Time name out loud, y'all?
What that supposed to mean?
Nothing, man. I didn't. Damn, this button just did not work at the right time.
Well, let me. I'm gonna get the. I'm gonna get the ladies' reaction to that. What do y'all think about that? Do y'all think if you ain't shit, you attract shit as men? Ladies, Red, Janine.
I do believe that. If you ain't shit, you attract a nothing ass man. I mean, yeah, because you got to have your standards, and if you keep your standards, then it is what it is. If you allow the shit to happen, then it happens.
Okay, but don't you think some women, not all women, but some women, their standards are so fucking high, you ain't gonna never find nobody.
I believe that too. No, I don't believe you have to lower your standards because there are some good men.
If you got like this woman I talked to, this woman I hooked up with on Friday, she said she got three things that a man must have no matter what. Or she ain't fucking with him.
Okay,
what are they? She said a job, a car, and his own house, his own crib. It ain't got to be a house, but his own crib. So I'm saying, okay. But what if he got a job and a car, but he living in his mama's basement? Oh, I can't fuck with him. Because he living in his mama's basement? Okay, what if he got his own crib, a job, and he taking a bus to work? Oh, I can't fuck with him. That's some bullshit. Now, y'all got to tell me that's bullshit.
Hold on, bro. I mean, maybe the cop thing. Because, you know, motherfucking shit, cars break down all the time. But a motherfucking, you still stand with, how old is this motherfucker, first of all? What's the age range?
Well, she didn't give me no age. She just said those are three things that a man has to have. She ain't giving him no type of play at all.
I mean, dog, if you 35 and you still stand with your mama in the basement,
Okay, I'll give you the prime example. Now, I don't stay with my mama, but I'm going to give you a prime example. I got my own crib, just to let y'all know that. What if your mama's sick? What if you staying with your mom because she's really, you know what I'm saying, she needs help?
Well, you shouldn't be staying in the basement.
I was thinking it depends on the circumstances.
Right, that's all I'm saying. That's exactly what, but she's saying, fuck that. That's what I'm saying, sometimes you gotta lower your standards. It ain't about lowering your standards.
You have to know the whole scenario. You have to know the whole situation.
Alright, okay.
Rev,
let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. The man tell you stand with his mama. I mean, hey, I stay with my mom. You come over, y'all walk through the door, mama sitting there. Is you going to question them, like, who house is this? Is this your house or your mama house? Will you question that? Or you just keep going down?
No, I'm not going to question that.
So you keep going down to the basement to his room?
See, no, I'm not going to question that because you got to understand, you don't know from the outside looking in what's what. You really don't know.
I'm giving you that. I'm just asking, do you question, when y'all walking down in the basement, do you question, well, hey, how long you been living here?
No.
So you don't
go
down.
That's none of my business.
You and I just going to go down the basement and get knocked off, huh?
I might go down the basement, but I may not come back. It depends on the situation.
All right, but how you going to know if you don't ask no questions? Because I ain't gonna just.
I mean, it depends on the person.
I mean, somebody you met. Somebody you met, nice guy.
Okay.
I mean, but you don't know the situation in hand. You just know you walk by.
Okay, I mean, you know, to tell you the guy's honest truth, I stayed in my mama's basement. It was a finished basement. It looked just like the upstairs and everything. I stayed in my mama's basement before, but did nobody know what I was standing on? You know what I mean? And if they would have dug deep enough and if they would have just waited, then they may have known. But by them not knowing, you know, what my situation was.
Okay, Rev, not to cut you off, but I got to say this, and I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not, but, you know, it's a double standard when it comes to men and women, right?
That's very true.
I mean, so be it.
A woman can stay in her mama's basement. A woman can stay with her mama well off into her 30s, and a man would not care.
I mean, yeah, I was in my mama's basement, but I had a house on the other side of town. See, nobody would know that.
I mean, I understand that, and for all practical purposes.
Just like he may be in his mama's basement, but he could have another house on the other side of town. You never know.
I understand.
You don't know.
You got to listen to what I'm saying, Rev. Everybody can't just sit there. I mean, if you invite a man to your house and, yeah, you got the, like you said, the basement all done out, but you like, okay, my mama stay upstairs. A man's not going to care. As long as a man's not going to care. But now you go to a man's house and he's staying in his mama's basement. Yeah, the red flag is going to come up. I'm sorry. Now, y'all can sit there and say this.
Well, no, I mean, maybe with you it might come up, but with me it's not going to come up. Because I don't judge people. No, I don't judge people like that. Because you don't know about a person.
I'm not with me per se, but I've heard it time and time again. And I know you have too. I mean, I know you heard it. This motherfucker stayed with his mama. Maybe they did know the reason, but you know people say it. But now, just like me, I've heard like, hey man, shit, baby stay with the old girl. But shit, it was cool. Mama wasn't tripping. You know what I'm saying? But it's not. It's a double standard. I didn't create. I didn't make the rules of the world. I simply go by them. That's all I'm saying.
Well, my question is,
that's the problem. No, it doesn't matter because I mean that's the problem
matter.
With society. People are too quick to judge. People are too quick to judge, not knowing what's really going on.
I agree with you, but let's not act like it's not there. You know what I'm saying? Let's not say that, okay. You know what I'm saying? I understand you speaking on your behalf and your behalf only, but you know just as well as I do, for every one person that say, well, I'm not going to trip because he took me to his mother's house, you got 10 people that say, I ain't going to that motherfucker. I ain't fucking with that motherfucker. He still stay with his mama. Come on. I mean, y'all, everybody.
That's true.
Everybody got, I ain't gonna say everybody, but everybody just seen it on Facebook and on MySpace and every other thing. Oh, this nigga still live with his mama. That's the first thing.
Those are the people
that generally miss out on what's really good. I mean, sometimes you never know what a person is going through or what a person has been through or what they, you just don't know. So you can't be too quick to judge.
I'll break it down. I'm going to break it down to all y'all like this. Maybe I'm living with my mama because she's sitting on a fat ass mountain of money and I'm just waiting on her ass to die. You ever thought about that?
Oh, my God. Here you go. Well, you know what? That's real.
There's a reason why that man with his mama. Maybe he's just waiting to collect that money. See, like, you gotta stay here until I go.
Well, that's it.
See what she gonna do. What she gonna do when he collecting all those millions? But she didn't want to fuck with him because he stayed with his mama. I throw it up in her face every chance I got. Aha. That's all I'm saying.
All right, then you huffing. What's up? Name?
What?
I said you huffing. What's up?
Nothing.
Have you ever not went out with a man because he stayed with his mom? Has that ever determined your decision on if you're going to mess with a man?
Yes.
Was it you did mess with him or did it not matter?
No, oh, it matters.
It does matter to you that he stayed with his mom? Why does it matter if he stayed with his mom?
I don't know. Maybe I think differently. I already feel like people are sick. People are sick and twisted individuals. And everybody has something wrong with them or going on with them. If you living with your parents for whatever reason, it's something going on. I ain't saying you ain't got no money. Ain't got nothing to do with that. It's something going on. And I just don't trust people. So...
Okay, now I'm gonna give you a situation. Okay, I'm talking to this girl. Right? She got kids. Now there's one thing I won't do. I will not talk to no female. If you have kids and your kids don't live with you, I ain't fucking with you. There's something wrong with you. Now am I wrong for that?
No, you're not.
That's what I thought. But I'm the bad guy.
No, you ain't
I'm
wrong.
The bad guy. If a woman doesn't have her kids, there's something wrong with her, right? If grandma raising the kids or whatever, there's
exactly.
something wrong with that, right?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Rev, you agree with me, right?
And whether she in agreement with it or not, there's something wrong with that.
Actually,
I
don't agree.
I
don't agree. Because right now, I got my daughter telling me she don't want to come back here right now. My kid's on vacation, but she's telling me she don't want to come back here right now. And it's because of the prejudice down here. You know, it's not because I can't take care of her and this and that. She missed her friends, and there's a lot of prejudice down here. So, and I can understand that. So you never know somebody's situation, you know. So, I mean, there's different reasons why kids aren't with their parents. Not saying I ain't going to have mine with me, but I do know that my daughter has these issues.
I'm not saying
that's
not a reason, but you as a mother are not gonna shouldn't allow it. If that was the case, then that was something that should have been discussed before you left.
Now this is something that I didn't even realize before they went for a visit. They just visiting right now. My kids are just home visiting right now, and this is nothing that ever came up before they went to visit. So you never know what a person's situation is.
So are you going to make them come back?
Kids, it doesn't mean, I ain't going to make her do nothing. I ain't going to make nobody do nothing that they don't want to do.
Your kids?
You making your son not date white women?
Even my kids.
Yeah, now you holding a double standard now because you saying your son can't date white women, but your daughter, if she don't want to come back, she ain't got to.
You damn right.
Don't you think that's
she ain't gonna be down there dating? She ain't gonna be down there dating no white boys. I bet you that.
I mean, beyond that dating the white boys, I'm just saying. I mean, if she, you know, with that being said, I mean, you saying that, okay, if she don't want to come back,
I'm not even saying she's not coming back, but I do understand the situation. I understand it because I've been here and I've been through it. And I know what kind of prejudice is down here. But.
Whatever it may be, I'm not dating a woman that don't have a kid. Is there something wrong with her?
Exactly.
If they felt that they had to take the kid from her, is there something wrong with her? I'm not fucking with her.
I mean, well, I feel like this. Mine's in the next best hands. If I do decide that, they're in the next best hands because I know who raised me.
Well, Rev, we've been on the same page all night. I totally disagree with that.
I didn't give a good hot damn what you agree and disagree with.
Well, I mean, I understand that. But isn't that the same as everybody got that friend who got all the kids, but But then when she go dump her kids off on grandma, everybody got a problem with it.
So I could care less what anybody, because, see, my mama don't have a problem with nothing. I mean, she's like, if she want to stay, she can stay. And I'm tossing it right now because I ain't used to nobody else having mine. I've always had mine from day one.
Well, now,
but
now,
I also understand what's going on around here, but then, too, I got to do what I got to do to take care of mine, either whether they're here nor there. They're still going to be taken care of, and I'm still going to have to be the one to take care of them.
Well, hold up,
Rev. Prejudice everywhere.
Right. Hold on, Rev. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, right now, if the situation occurred and I was like, well, Ma, I need you to take care of my daughter right now, she's going to do it. She's going to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
know
what I'm saying?
I didn't ask her to. What she told me was, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, you know, in a lot of cases, we got parents that will go over and beyond the call of duty for their kids. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? If I came to it and I said, you know, or the situation just got hard for me, I feel like my mother be like, okay, I help take some of the slack off of you. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, all right, I mean, this is, she didn't have any kids.
But here's the situation. There's no slack on me. I'm able to take care of mine.
I'm not saying that you're not. By no means am I saying that you're not able to take care of your kids. By no means am I saying that. But now, the way you worded it was like, okay, my daughter don't want to come back, so I'm pretty much going to let her stay there. That's how it came off.
No. It's not like that at all. I haven't even made a decision on it. I'm still thinking on this situation, and I have to pretty much get inside of her head as a little girl and think how she's thinking and come to grips with what, you know, she's going through. You know what I mean? I'm here on business. You understand what I'm saying? But me being here on business has nothing to do with me raising my kids. I still have to raise my kids either way it goes. You know, but I don't want to put them in a situation to where, you know, they going through turmoil because I'm here on business. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, and I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the way that me, Father Time, Wick, Janine, I mean, we all, I'm pretty sure all had to take some sacrifices one way or another. You know what I'm saying?
It's a very touchy situation. It's a very, very touchy situation because, like I said, ain't nobody raised mine but me. Not their daddies. Not my mama, not nobody else. It's always been me. So therefore, but still, I have to think about, you know, how they feeling. Even though I'm here doing what I'm doing, I still have to think about what they going through.
I understand what you're saying because, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Had it been up to me, I'd have been living with my grandmother. I wouldn't even want to go stay with my mother. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I left a white picket fence for the project. So, I mean, you do what you got to do. I mean, whatever situations occur, it occurs. But, I mean,
I have no problem with her being there because I know, don't nobody know my mama better than me. She will take care of her. She will do everything she needs to do. But yet and still, she's not me. You know what I mean? I'm the mama.
Well, I tell you this. I'm going to tell all y'all this. Ain't no way my daughter live with my mama. Because my mama
is
the reason I'm the way I am now.
Good point.
If I ain't living with no damn body but me.
Good point.
I don't care where I go.
I'm fucked up.
Father Time, man, you ain't agreed on a whole lot of things tonight, but I get you on that one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, unless you lived in a situation where, I mean, when I first came here, I went like 2 weeks without seeing a black person, and that messed with me. You know, I was like, you know, if I don't see a black person soon, I got to go. You know, so, I mean, I can understand where she's coming from. They was calling her African. They was calling her black. They was telling her she was too black to be where she was at and stuff like that. So, you know, her never having to deal with, but she's never had to deal with anything like that. And being where in Indiana, her two best friends were Hispanic. And coming here, you know, for Hispanic people to treat her like that, that kind of messed with her. So, you know,
okay,
I mean,
Red,
let me ask you a question, Rev.
Don't you think by her going through all this bullshit with the messes, that just makes her stronger in life? Later on in life, she's just going to make her stronger.
I mean, I'm sure
it
will.
She can't run from it. It's going to be that forever. She can't run from it.
No, you're right. And I'm glad she's experienced it because at home, she didn't have to experience it. But here, she had to experience it. And so by her experience, and I'm sure it will make her stronger. But yet and still, I don't want it to break her down in other ways.
Well, you tell her, next time that shit happens, you tell her, the Mexicans, they more fucked up than we are. So fuck them. That's what you tell her.
You gotta understand where we are. They run shit here.
So they still
they
fucked
run,
up.
They run, I mean, they may be fucked up.
You do the job of dangerous when you talk it back.
All I'm saying is the shit that she's going through now, that shit ain't going to make her stronger, a stronger person. So let her go through
I'm
it.
Sure
I mean,
I'm
kids
sure
don't
will.
Be kids. I mean, you said cruel-ass shit when you was a kid. Kids are just fucking kids. Fuck it. You can't stop them. A kid going to be brutally honest with you. They don't give a fuck because they don't know. They don't know that they're hurting your feelings. They just
they don't give a fuck, but I mean, they don't give a fuck, but I do because that's mine right there.
Yeah, but you can't stop the world.
No, I can't stop it, but I can try to protect her as best I can.
And then let me ask you one more question. You said something earlier. Okay, when I was little, when my mama moved, I fucking moved. I didn't have to say so.
Mm-hmm.
I had to fucking move with her. You know what I'm saying? So when you move, your kids, they got to move too. They ain't got no choice.
Man,
I mean,
that's
how it was true. When I was little.
That's true. Yeah, and that's what happened. That's what happened. Mind you, I said she's on a visit. You know, and she didn't open up till she got to a comfortable place. She was at home when she opened up, you know. And so, therefore, you know, this is real, real serious. So, there, you know, I'm not taking it lightly, you know. And I got to do what I got to do because I got shit going on here. But yet and still, she's the most important.
How old is she?
So, she's 10.
Okay.
So you see a problem with them being racist against your daughter, but you don't see a problem with you being a racist against white people?
Nah, I didn't say I was racist.
That is being racist.
I mean, people can do what they want to do, but I don't have to agree with it.
When you base it off of someone's color, that is being a racist.
Well, I mean, call it what you want to call it.
I will
call it whatever you want to call it. But I feel how I feel, and I'm gonna say what I want to say, and I don't give a fuck who think what.
I know you don't.
All right, okay, y'all. It's not that serious. Y'all getting a little serious. So, I mean, we way past time anyway, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. We hope everybody call in tomorrow. Let me see here. We got Wiki. Any last words, bro?
Much love to Sin City, ladies. Much love to you, fellas. Y'all have a good night. Peace.
Peace, love, and head grease. Rev, you got any last words?
Not really.
Okay. You need any last words?
Nice show. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Alrighty. You got any last words, dog?
Hey, man. SinCity.Spruce.com, man. I've been sitting in the chat room for the last 90 minutes doing the show. I'm been here by myself. I'm finna get out. Ain't nobody came to say hi or nothing.
Alright. chat room, y'all. SimCityBoxRooms.com. All right, y'all, we out here. I'm going to leave y'all with some, my boy Q Sweat. The biggest motherfucker on the planet. So he a bad dude.
I wanna see you. I wanna show.